Lawmakers in Georgia are trying their own method to expand the place of religion in public life. They say they've come up with a way to allow the Ten Commandments to be displayed in county courthouses. They're making the commandments part of an historical display that highlights America's religious heritage. They'll have to overcome opponents who say this is unconstitutional and a waste of money. Susanna Capelluto reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta.
Last year, rural Barrow County lost a court battle with the American Civil Liberties Union and had to take down a poster of the Ten Commandments hanging in the county courthouse. Earlier this month, Republican State Representative Tommy Benton, who represents part of that county, told his colleagues that he wants to bring the commandments back.
This bill calls for the appropriate presentation of the story of the role of religion in the constitutional history of Georgia and the United States, with a display of the following documents: the Mayflower Compact, the Ten Commandments, and the Declaration of Independence.
The display would be sent to every county in the state, which could then decide whether to post it. The proposal passed the State House overwhelmingly, and Benton says it is not meant to foster religion, so it is constitutional.
We're looking at the historical documents in relationship to how our government was set up. Buddhists weren't here, Hindus weren't here, Muslims were not here when our government was set up. So we took those documents that reflected the heritage of when our government was set up.
The bill comes after two recent Supreme Court rulings. One allowed for a Ten Commandments monument to remain in front of the Texas State Capitol because the display was 40 years old. But in Kentucky, the court ordered the Ten Commandments be taken down in two courthouses, even though they were displayed with the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and other historical documents. Because the other documents were added only after a lawsuit had been filed, the court said the display was intended to promote religion. Maggie Garrett with the American Civil Liberties Union says Georgia's proposal is more like the Kentucky case than the legal Texas display.
The bill is still unconstitutional. In addition, it's a big waste of taxpayer money because not only will the Secretary of State have to pay for compiling and distribution of all of these documents, the state will also be responsible for any lawsuits, the cost of any lawsuits.
High legal costs have kept some Georgia counties from posting the commandments, so the bill says the state will fight any lawsuit. Todd Young with the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which helped draft the legislation, says the display would be constitutional.
For the first time anywhere in the country, the state is mandating a particular contextual display. In other words, if you local governments want to put this up, we're going to make it available. We're going to produce it at the state level. It's going to be a state function.
And Young says in Kentucky, the Ten Commandments were hung first, where in Georgia, they will be part of the original display.
At the end of the day, what we're doing is we're honoring the American religious and legal heritage.
Dan Coonan, who teaches law at the University of Georgia, says the proposal may have a chance before the new Supreme Court. That's because Justice Sandra Day O'Connor cast the deciding vote in the 5-4 Kentucky decision.
With the substitution of Justice Alito for Justice O'Connor, that 5-4 majority may flip to a situation in which the five justice majority now would be much more tolerant of the appearance of religious symbols in public places.
The bill still needs to pass Georgia's state senate, where it is expected to get approval. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.